Well, we've settled into the hotel nicely today, Warren.
Yeah, it's been a good journey over. The important thing was for the boys to get over early and get a couple of days, obviously to rest, and then work on a few things leading up to the game on Thursday.
Hotel's to your satisfaction, yeah?
Yeah, the hotel's brilliant, but you know, it's one of them. At the end of the day, it's a bed for the boys, you know what I mean? The thing is the rest and prepare right, and you know, the food's been very good, the facilities are brilliant, so you know, everything's in place for us. You know, just got to get it right in the park now.
Training and preparation really starts on the training ground tomorrow morning, yeah?
Yeah, today was, you know, arriving in the hotel and settling. Said to the boys they can go for a walk, they can go up to the gym, they can, you know, catch up in their sleep. But, you know, you don't want them sleeping too long because, you know, you want them sticking to their body clocks at night. But, you know, they'll get a good night's sleep tonight and then we'll start working on things tomorrow and Wednesday.
Unfortunate for Sammy Morrow that he didn't make it over here today.
No, Sammy felt his knee a little bit on the Bangor AstroTurf. So, look, you know, it's not one to bring him over and maybe leave him for a couple of days to see how it settles down. He's honest. He's worked really hard, Sammy. And it's unfortunate for him. But, you know, he's got to rest it up now. It's a good chance for Rodney Brown to come in.
Squad of 19. Plenty of options there, looking ahead to Thursday, yeah?
Yeah, there's loads of options. As I said, you know, it's free for everyone, but, you know, I've brought up Rodney because, you know, I thought he worked well on Saturday when I went down to watch a game at Bangor. He's something different as well. He can sit in there midfield, and obviously Jamie got a bang last week, so, you know, it's another body for me. You know, and it's, as I say, the squad's good at the moment. There's a good buzz around the place, and you know, after the win the other night, you know, we're going to go into this game confident and, you know, hopefully get the right result.
AIK will be looking to bounce back after a league defeat yesterday, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I watched part of the game. You know, that's two defeats, and you know, for the size of the club and what they are, you know, I'm sure they'll be looking to bounce back straight away. And obviously, you know, it's going to be a different ball game on Thursday night. They're in their home patch with a good hostile crowd, so. You know, it's going to be different for us, but it's one I'm sure the boys are looking forward to.
A good few supporters coming over, lots of people watching it on a stream back home. What's the message of the supporters going into this game?
Oh, listen, you know, the Linfield fans were phenomenal the other night. They got right through the boys. You can see that there, you know what I mean, they're passionate about their team. And, you know, for the ones making over the trips, fantastic. Hopefully, you know, we can put on a show, and obviously the support back home. It's a great chance for them to watch, and you know, hopefully we can get the right result.
Enjoy the preparations and all the best, obviously, for Thursday night, Warren.
Thank you.